the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, and the CHS Coaches Show can be heard every Monday night from 6 p.m. until 6:45 to the end of the football season. That's the high school football season. Then every other week beginning in January to the end of the school year. And the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Armitage Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's lawn care provider, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and Seahorse Manufacturing. We're here at the studios of Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria. You can listen to the CHS Coaches Show while streaming on the internet at www.kane1240.com, and you can now listen to Kane on the FM band, as I mentioned earlier, at 107.5. Also, if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240, and it will. And Coach, with football season completed, and basically with everything else going on, I realize there are a lot of other sports taking place with basketball, boys and girls, along with soccer, boys and girls. I don't know how the powerlifting team this year. And one thing I wasn't sure about was indoor track and field. Is that something Catholic High has a team for?
Yeah, we've had kids that in the last 2 years that have competed in indoor track and field. You know, in referencing to, before we get into the really to the winter sports of basketball and soccer and also powerlifting, I do have some news on kind of finishing up our fall sports.
Okay.
Spoke with Coach Gary Westcott, just to recap, who's the head of our volleyball program. Our girls finished 31-15, obviously placed a second time making a trip to the quarterfinals, and this year being in the Cajun Dome, which was a lot better than going to the Pontchartrain Center, especially for, you know, for our community, being that it's only roughly 30 minutes away versus a 2.5-hour trip. But the girls finished as a total 31-15 overall record. They did have their all-district meeting, so we do have all district honors for some of our girls, so I want to go ahead and congratulate them. First team all district junior Holly Hebert, second team all district senior Hannah Maltran, and junior Laura Leapry. Our coach Gary and his staff, we talked, this is a year of reclassification. We talked on the show a while back, but the LHSA postponed it. It was supposed to be last year, but they postponed it due to COVID and having, you know, what I would assume probably not real numbers due to students and, you know, everything going on, you know, where kids were going and if they were attending school. So they have officially, we're still in the process of the of reclassification. But one thing is many of our schools get or all schools get an opportunity to play up. You don't get an opportunity to play down, but you do get an opportunity to play up. And so Coach Gary and his staff elected to play up. So they'll be in a new division next year. They'll be in Division III, and they'll have a new district. Those new district opponents will be St. Martinville, Abbeville, and first-year program ERATH. And on a side note, you know, one of Coach Gary's, you know, staple in the program, better players, Sydney Raheem, she was out with a knee injury. She did have her surgery and rehab is going well with that. So
good.
So that's always a good news when, you know, when a surgery can be successful and, you know, she'll be on her way to recovery. So, again, congratulations to our girls and Coach Gary and his staff on, you know, really just a tremendous year.
And with regards to that, they played in Division IV last year.
Correct.
And that was against people like was LCA part mm-hmm. of that, along with Ascension and ESA.
That's right.
Was Notre Dame in that district? It seemed like it. Like, well, no, I don't know why.
I don't think that they were in our district.
But Delcom was in that district, wasn't it? Delcom?
No, I don't think Delcom was. See, all of the basically sports that don't. Because the reason why like teams like volleyball and golf and tennis and swimming and soccer is because not every school offers those sports.
Sure,
and
sure.
So they create these divisions. And so it gets cloudy when you're talking about district opponents, because what district opponents are in volleyball for their division is not the same district opponents for soccer, and then it's not even the same district opponents for girls soccer or boys soccer. So you're jogging my memory on exactly who it was.
Because it seemed like Delcam and Lorville were both in that district. I could be wrong. But,
I don't know. I don't think Lorville, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think they have a volleyball
okay.
team.
All right.
But with that being said, they are moving up. And what's, you know, you just never know the game that people are playing about moving up and where people are going to stay at for a reclassification. But I want to say six of the top teams in this past division for the bracket all moved up to Division III.
Okay.
So regardless of the fact they'll be playing in Division III and they have new district opponents, and that's where we're at
for
volleyball.
With regards to the power rankings in the girls' volleyball, of the top six teams, in which Catholic High was number six, four of them were in their district.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at, is that those I want to say the majority of those teams elected to play up. So they'll be seeing them, maybe not in a district opponent, but they'll be seeing them, you know, come
sure,
to play
the
all
district
time.
Might come back a little different, is what you're saying.
No, the district's definitely not going to be the same. But they will probably face them in the divisional playoff because they also elected to play up.
And I was thinking about, with regards to that, when will the final come out in all of those sports, whether it be – because I know they go ahead and
they do
list it, and then they have
they
the
do.
People input this and that and this change and why are we here. And so there might be some movement. But when will the finals, you think, when come January?
Yeah, it'll be at the end of January. January, February, we'll get the final, because there's still an appeal process. Like, to give an example, you know, our district for football's changed because Generette has dropped down to 1A and Houma Christian has now elected to move. Well, they appealed their where they were placed in district, and so they're now in a different district. So we picked up ARCA, Acadiana Renaissance Academy, I think is what it is, which does not have a football program, but nonetheless, they will be in our district. And so we lost Generette, we lost Houma Christian, we retained everybody else and added ARCA, which doesn't have football. So this upcoming year, from a football standpoint, we'll have a district meeting actually this Wednesday at Catholic High at 9 o'clock. We'll play five non-district games and then five district games. And so our first five will be non, and then 6 through 10 will be district.
When will you be able to publicly announce your schedule in football?
Oh, when it's finalized. I mean, everybody's kind of been – we've all
been – waiting
for
this to take place first.
Well, we needed to definitely wait to see this, whether or not they were going to stay, because it was going to depend on how many district teams that we were actually going to have. So we'll have six district teams, and we'll have five district games because of six teams. And then we'll be able to start looking at our non-district. So we'll be able to find, you know, one through five, which, you know, from – personal experience, I think that's a much better scenario, to either have a six-man district or a seven-man district. When you have an eight-man district, which we've had in the past, it only gives you three non-district games, and you know, power points are important, who you play, and it just makes it a little bit more difficult. So now that we have this official answer, I know all of our coaches in the district is excited that we get a chance to now start really, you know, getting our schedule together.
Okay, and next question is, when will you'd be able to publicly announce some of the all-district selections, or has that been done?
So gentlemen's,
football is
So gentlemen's agreement is that we don't make anything public until everybody's out of the playoffs. So now with only Franklin being left in the playoffs, as soon as they're out of the playoffs, then coaches
win the state championship.
Well, that's it. Yeah, so you kind of just wait and just kind of wait and see.
I didn't know what that was.
That's usually what happens across. I mean, and you know, obviously being 2 years here at Catholic High, but you know, when I was at Hannon, or even when I was at Brother Martin, it was usually a gentleman's agreement of like, hey, we're not going to announce this until everybody's out of the playoffs.
Sure, that's only fair enough.
I think so too. You know, you don't really want your kids that are in the playoffs focusing on, you know, that, and that could also be a deterrent too, because you know, there's many times that a kid doesn't make an all district team that deserved to make an all district team, and now they have, you know, now they're feeling bad about themselves, it's not a good thing. It's just easier to wait till it's done.
Especially with the kids today, when everybody gets a trophy, you know. That's pretty emotional for the kids today. Anyway, but hopefully maybe
so we'll
before
be able,
the
yeah, we'll
Christmas
be,
is over,
we'll, yeah, we'll be, we'll we should be
show,
able to. Yeah,
we'll have a show, and maybe you can announce that the young men at Catholic High made the team. Anyway, also, I realize you have other things going on, competing on basketball, boys and girls. Yep. What's shaking with that? Do you have any?
Well, before I get to that, I do want to announce our state for cross country, and I want to talk about swim just real quick.
Okay,
so,
go ahead. So talk
with Coach Brew, Andrea Broussard, our head of our track pro. She is a head of our track program, but also cross country. The top two finishers for the boys at state that competed last Monday at Northwestern State, Daniel Trotter ran a 22.07. Aiden Romero ran a 22.27, and our two girl top finishers, sisters, Audrey Armitar, 23.34, Kate Armitar, 24.28, and then the girls finished overall 12th. So that was a great showing by them, and it was, you know, congratulations to those runners.
Okay.
In terms of swimming, from Coach Maria Stiegel, we had, final results for state. We had boys 200 free relay. They finished in ninth place. The boys 200 medley relay finished in fifth place. Brent Bro placed sixth in the 100 butterfly, and the boys team tied for eighth place in the entire meet. So a lot to be proud of, considering, where this program was just a few years ago to
That's right.
It is today. So congratulations to those swimmers and to Coach Maria Stiegel.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, and it's competitive. And, considering these kids got to go to Lafayette to practice, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, they do. They got to go to the Robichaux Center to go practice. And I talked with Coach Maria. The swim meet was held in Sulphur. They have a natatorium out there, and she seemed to think that was a great situation, considering, I guess, where all the teams are coming from, that have swim teams, within their school. So, it is a difficult deal, and they don't practice till very late, so I forget what the schedule is, but I want to say most of their practices aren't finishing up till almost 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Then they got to come back home.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a tall task and
I know
a far trip.
In Lafayette, Baton Rouge, and even New Orleans, the swim teams are pretty strong, too. They were historically years ago, even more so in Catholic High, to my knowledge. I don't know, this swim program is not necessarily that old, if my memory serves me right. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, with that. But I know when I was in high school, all we had was football, basketball, track. No, that was
that,
it.
They that was it.
Had some golf teams that played and some tennis, but not much else, man.
Yeah.
Not many other sports.
Well, we got 18 now, and we added fishing. I know we're going to talk about fishing
a little bit later in the show.
Our girls' soccer program has already started. The girls' soccer finished this weekend of the regular season. Started the regular season, they're 4-0, including three. They went 3-0 in the Central Lafourche tournament over the weekend and played some really tough teams. So our girls' soccer, as we know from last year, semifinalist and having lost at home to Academy of Sacred Heart in New Orleans, is already off to a fast track already with a 4-0 record. So congratulations to the girls and Coach Stephen Norris and his staff. Our boys haven't started yet. That's obviously for many reasons due to football.
Many football players that on the soccer team.
Yeah, we do.
Just off the top of your head,
I want to say five
okay.
or six.
Okay.
Yeah. Boys season starts on December 3rd in a tournament, in the COPA tournament that plays at Moore Park. And then they also play Nish on December 7th and then Lafayette High on December 10th. And both games will be at home and start at 5:30. So looking forward to it. We're just a couple weeks away from really our boys soccer program starting up. Basketball has already started. Our girls played the other night against North Vermillion, a good North Vermillion team. They lost, but it's a good barometer kind of to see where you're at. They also played STM in a jamboree. Our boys played as well in the jamboree. I want to say they played Turlins, I think is correct, if I'm not correct.
Right.
They did well too, and won. And so their first game won't be until December, obviously, as they're trying to get themselves back in shape and get those football guys back in basketball shape, which is much different than football.
Yeah, getting your legs back for basketball is much, much different than
way
football.
Way different. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Very
yeah.
much so.
In basketball, you don't get 30 seconds to wait to another play to happen. It's continuation.
Pretty much.
But we're looking forward to really both of those programs and those seasons. You know, our girls are led by three seniors. They were juniors last year, Riley Burrell, Zyrian Green, and Cameron Grayson. They'll be seniors now, and they'll be in the lead of really just, you know, doing a good job for our girls program. They're three great girls and three really good ball players too. And then, you know, for our boys, you know, we got a bunch of guys. We got a lot of depth, which is exciting. You know, when you have depth and you can create competition, and you know, anybody can step out on the court and give you minutes and give you quality minutes, it's going to be exciting. So basketball, soccer's in full swing, and then, you know, powerlifting's getting ready to start. They'll be getting cranked up and start eating weights, basically, you know, from here on until they get into their first meet. They don't have many meets, which I guess is a downfall or a good thing too as well. It's whichever way you look at it. But they'll be getting prepared. Coach Henry Orenberger, one of our assistants on our football staff, is the lead for our powerlifting team. So we'll see. We got plenty of stuff happening right now, Tony.
Boy, I can see that. And I had on here, Catholic High, to my knowledge, has never had a wrestling program.
No.
Were you familiar with wrestling? Mm-hmm. Did Hannah have a program on the North Shore?
Yeah, actually. So my first year at Hannon, they started really almost a club team, roughly about nine guys. Nine guys that weren't really involved in any other sports. And I hired a guy named Jay Fauché my second year there, who was taking over the wrestling program. He's a St. Paul's grad, coached at Jesuit, you know, St. Paul's wrestling, Jesuit wrestling. I mean, you know, those programs speak for itself. So we hired a really quality guy as a coach, and that program in the next 4 years grew from nine guys who weren't doing anything to roughly 35 guys, and of the 35, 30 of them were football players.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was one of those things that I just pushed towards. Big advocate of wrestling. It's almost like playing football, just there's not 10 other guys out there or 20 other guys. It's mano a mano on the mat and figure it out, you know, and there's no pointing fingers anywhere else. It's all eyes are on you. So it's such a great sport when it comes down to, you know, how it parallels over to football, you know, leverage, staying low, hand fighting, physicality, you know, and just toughness, mental toughness. Yeah. I mean, if you've gone to a wrestling practice, or if you've done anything wrestling wise, it's one of the hardest things that you'll do as an athlete. It's like boxing. It's nothing fun about it, but there's a tremendous amount of reward when you pin somebody on the mat or you win a match. It's special. So, no, we don't have a wrestling program. That would be something, you know, down the road that I would definitely consider, because I think there's a tremendous there's a lot of advantages to it. Yes. For a number of reasons.
Sure. Anyway, Coach, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to the Catholic High CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs, alignments to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available, as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp, or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry, and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
Freeman's Food and Furniture has been locally owned and operated since 1941. With their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with AD and Athletic Director Scott Watney. And, you know, Coach, with that, some new program has popped up with Catholic High, and I forget the term they use when it's not an official Louisiana High School Athletic Association sport. More than a club. They had another. It's not. I can't think of the term. But it's anyway. But Catholic High, I think, effective this year as a fishing team.
Yep, September 11th is when it started.
I think it's Jacob Schutman is the captain, I think, of the team.
Yeah, Jacob is. Jacob is actually one of our assistant girls' soccer coach.
Correct.
Yeah, and it was brought to my attention, you know, that this would be something that, you know, he would be interested in and that our school would be interested in. And it's a growing sport. It really is. It's
they've got 170 high school teams with fishing teams now. I know. In the state of Louisiana.
I know. I think it's awesome. You know, I think it's great, and I think it's an opportunity for, you know, for really to do. I mean, fishing's a lifetime sport. At the end of the day, it is. And so, you know, getting these young men and young women involved in it, I think, is great. You know, and teaching not only. It's a lot of lessons to be. If you want to be any good at fishing, you can't just go out there and just do it. You got to really put some time and effort into it.
I know. I host a fishing and hunting show on Friday mornings here on Kane Radio with Ricky Watkins, who forgot more about fishing than I'll ever know. And he knows things backwards and forwards. And the, like you say, boys and girls.
Yeah, boys and
can
girls.
Can fish, yep. You know, and is it a co-ed sport too? Can it be a co-ed sport? Or I'm not sure about that.
Would you, like in terms of the boat?
In other words, you got a boot captain and you have two people in the boat fishing.
Yeah.
And
can that be a boy, girl is what you're asking? I don't see why not. As long as they're a team, I don't see why not.
I didn't do enough homework on it, and
I'm still learning it all too as it goes. Yeah, I'm getting all the information.
This is the first year, is that correct?
It is the first. Yeah, first year. Yeah, it just happened in September. So as we say, Coach Jacob Schutman is the lead of this. They've had three teams that competed in the first tournament of the Eastern Division State qualifiers, and that was on October 30th out of Dorian's Landing. Our 14 was unable to find a boat captain, but out of 169 boats competing, we had one team finish 34th and another team finish 35th. The two other Eastern Division tournaments are in the spring, and our team should have a good shot at qualifying for state. One is out of Dorian's Landing.
Let me correct you. That's a good old French name. That's Douaron.
Oh.
Douaron.
Well, better than me. Yep. Would have never guessed.
That's a good old French name.
On February 19th, and the others out of Manshack, out of the North Pass, launch on April 2nd. Uh-huh. We should have teams competing in the two West Division tournaments in the spring as well. Both of these are out of Toledo Bend, one on February 5th and one on March 5th. And in the last tournament, let me just get the correct information.
All right.
Let's see. In the last tournament, Seth Schweitzer and Bennett Woodring were paired up together, and they brought in a 8.0 8 8.06 pound fish, and out of and then another boat was Jarrett Bakke and Luke Landry, a 7.97 pound fish. So congratulations.
That's two pretty good size
no doubt.
Bass fish.
That's right.
And I think the first group won the tournament with a 19 pound, almost a 19 pound five bass stringer, if my memory is correct in that regard. And that was a tournament a few weeks ago. And they had a great article in the local paper that Jacob's dad, Don, did on the different tournaments of the Calicut Fishing Team.
Now, yeah.
I think Lorville's got a team, and I know Highland's got a team because one of their young men won the state championship in his, I think, in fishing. He wasn't about it in that article. But Catholic High, it's good to see. And you said one team could not find a boat captain.
Yeah, a boat captain.
So, yeah, to find a I can't say right now. I might have somebody that might be interested in helping them out.
No,
so,
that would be great. I mean, because that's really the toughest challenge
is
finding a captain that, you know, and then, you know, listening to, we had a parent meeting, a kind of preliminary parent meeting, and Coach Jacob's going to have another parent meeting soon regarding the program as it's continuing to grow. But, I mean, a lot of responsibility falls on that boat captain. You know, and there's certain restrictions about, you know, boat captains going out early and finding the right spots. It's really supposed to be led, obviously, by the two
kids,
individuals
that's
that
right.
are in there. You know, right. where they all they're doing is basically listening to direction. You know,
that's
turn
right.
left, turn right, go up this way, stop here. You know, so it's actually a great. I mean, you know, when you really think about, you know, development for a kid, you know, it's really a great sport to get involved in. A lot of intrinsic motivation, collaboration with you and your partner, talking to the boat captain where you want to go, you know, and you know, so glad Coach Jacob decided to take it over and run with it, and he's doing a great job, and I got a feeling, you know, a few years from now we're going to be talking about fishing a lot on this show with the kids that we have at our school and the interest that it's going to draw.
Well, the Shootmans, Don and his son Jacob, have been Anglers of the Year a few times.
Yep.
So they've got a pretty good resume out there. And Shoop, I know, has been fishing on and off for years, so it should be pretty interesting to lead these young people to the fishing holes and
That's
fishing
right.
and things like that. You know, they have a good resume for that.
No
so,
doubt.
I
no.
think it's great.
No, I do
think
too.
It's great.
No, I didn't. I mean, I would have never even known that he was an angler, talking about Coach Jacob, if it wasn't brought to my attention. So, you know, we got two for one. We got a great soccer coach, and now we got a great fishing coach.
Yeah, so just two for one, like you said. And I think I'm trying to recall, because I remember they had some teams, some local teams that went fishing. And I remember last year they had some tournaments around the state, and you had to qualify, just like you said earlier in the broadcast. And you had to go to regionals or, you know, it's and then to make the finals wherever they may fish and all. And it's pretty, let me tell you, there's a lot of competition. You know, there's a lot of chess sticking out with regards to fishing, you know, and having the right bait and the temperature and where to fish. And there's a lot of issues that you have to be cognizant of if you want to be a good fisherman.
Yep.
You know, so hats off to these young people, and hopefully they'll have some success. Like you said, on these shows we talk about down the road, too.
I think we're going to talk a lot about it, to be honest with you. And,
yeah.
You know, because the guys that I just mentioned, they're all freshmen. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so all of them are freshmen. So it'll you know, if they're getting embedded into this this sport as early as they are as freshmen, and they're doing as well as they are right now, finishing 34th and 35th out of 169 teams, and only started roughly almost less than a month and a half ago. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of success from these young men.
I think so, especially when they won the tournament with a five fish. That's basically what it is. You take your five largest fish and bring them in, weigh them, and they won the tournament at not quite 19 pounds of fish. So it's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our second break. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, watercraft, mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
Oh. Hi, I'm Tony Landry for Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-fuel service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
At Sesta Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Sesta Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Sesta and Jenny Vize at Sesta Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWN Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Sesta Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp, or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry, and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on KAME 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with Head Coach and Athletic Director Scott Watney. And, Coach, we may have a call on the line. I won't go ahead and take it. You're on the line with Head Coach Scott Watney.
Hey, Coach, how you doing? Well, first of all, whenever y'all build the practice pond for the fishing team on the Catholic High campus, will it be open to the public?
You got it.
Hey, you know, they bought 20 acres across from the south end zone, so that could be dug. Oh, okay, excuse me.
We get a hard rain, will though. We got some ponds already if you get a hard rain, so you can come use those too as well.
Okay. So, I don't know, and maybe this is a stupid question, but, you know, I know with youth football, there's been a lot of, I don't know, movement or whatever to maybe start some flag football leagues as opposed to tackle at a very young age. And I was just kind of wondering your opinion on that and whether you thought that might be something that would happen in Iberia Parish at some point in the future.
You know, I'm not too privy on kind of how it would play out in Iberia, just because, you know, this is my second year, you know, here at Catholic High and in this parish. But I can speak on what I do know is under attack is football. You know, the sport of football with concussion, CTE, and concussion protocols and the use of your head and I mean, all you got to do is turn on an NFL game. I mean, watching the Saints the other night, I mean, you know, what I think was a great defensive play wound up being a rough on the passer. I mean, good for us because I'm a Houdat fan, but nonetheless, I'm thinking of myself like, man, how do you even teach defense, you know? And so, no, I actually do. I can't say for sure if it's going to happen in Iberia Parish, but I do think that, you know, people are moving more and more towards flag football. And I think a big reason for that is obviously the fear of concussions and the head injuries. But I really think what's also leading towards that is 7-on-7. You know, 7-on-7 has grown tremendously throughout the entire country. It's on the same level of travel baseball, AAU basketball, travel soccer, etc. It's now, I never thought football would get to that point of AAU, you know, type mindset or style of what's going on at the younger ages, but it is now. And flag football is going to be a way, along with 7-on-7, to keep I don't think it's going away, to answer your question. I think it's kind of twofold. I think it's going to be directed towards I think more and more people are going to want to do it because of the fact of the fear of injury and concussions and so forth. But I think the other thing is that it's already happening at the high school level because of 7-on-7. The national teams traveling all over the place. I mean, summer, you know, we have some teams in the state of Louisiana that they go all over the place in the summer. I mean, they will go to other states to go play 7-on-7 tournaments. So I don't think it's going away. I won't say that I think it's a good or a bad thing. I just think it's a thing that we as football coaches are going to have to deal with as we continue to, you know, as kids young at younger ages continue to go through flag football or 7-on-7 type leagues. It's great that they're playing football, but you know, football is very different when you add five offensive linemen and four defensive linemen.
He ended up with you know, they were playing a team. Well, he was a fullback and ended up, you know, hitting a running head on into a guy probably that outweighed about 100 pounds. Anyway, to make a long story short, he's laying on the field with a bad stinger, but of course we don't know it at the time, you know, and have to wait on the ambulance to get there, and the 30-minute ride, you know, whatever it took for them to get there to the hospital. I mean, now his first question was, when can I play again? And he ended up playing all through high school, but it did kind of, you know, really put into focus that sometimes I think we push the kids too young to, you know, to really get into some of the, and I think yeah. There's a, you know, it's hard. It's a fine line, you know, for sure. But what concerns me more is that at that level, and I know from a personal experience, was that, and how do you coach a 8 or 9 year old tackle properly? You know, not to lead with your head. It's hard, you know.
Well, I agree with you. And actually, I think, you know, I kind of equate. I was in grad school, still currently in grad school at Florida, and writing papers. One of the papers I wrote was actually about concussions in regards to, and also basically the flag football deal and when should somebody start playing tackle. You know, I kind of look at it, you know, when you go to a playground, like just a general playground and kids are playing. You know, I got a four-year-old. My four-year-old doesn't understand the concept of tackling, so he just pulls people down. You know, pulling people down is not – he thinks he's tackling, but he's not really tackling. 4, 5, 6, and 7, I think most kids are just kind of shoving and pushing and pulling people down. When you start getting to 8, 9, 10, and some of these mature kids and some kids that have brothers that are teaching them, you had some kids running through other kids, you know, and I think that's where the safety aspect comes in is, and you hit the nail on the head, you know, how do you teach an eight-year-old, you know, whose focus is not on you, you know, at practice on how to do it properly and tackle, you know, keep your head outside and not, you know, not put yourself in a vulnerable position. I definitely think it's a fine line. I think flag football is a great way for kids to stay involved if parents are unsure about it. But I also don't want to see our sport die either, you know, so it's kind of like a catch-22. Yeah. You know, you want to push people in a direction that's good for them from a safety standpoint, but at the same time, you know, if nobody wants to play football because of the physical aspect of it and the fear of concussions, well, we're going to have a sport that's not going to be around much longer.
I hear you, man. Well, look, let me know when that practice pond is open.
No
and
doubt.
Ready for fishing.
No right. doubt. You'll right. be the first one.
All righty.
All right.
All right, Buck. Thank
right.
you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Anyway, Coach, we're talking a little bit about off the air about some playoffs, and you've got some your thoughts on our district. Can Franklin have an opportunity to run a little further? You know, everybody thought Lorville was going to go pretty deep into the playoffs, you know, and they met a Franklin team that was hitting their peak.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we talked about it when we played Franklin week 10. You know, I mean, that's a good football team, and they just get better over as time. And the more they win, the more they believe. And, you know, it definitely, if I was, you know, sitting over, you know, on Terry's staff or in Terry's shoes, it was definitely not a matchup I was looking forward to in round two, to say the least.
Yes.
You know,
a district team.
I mean, well, and then, you know, we talked on air, the only team that was in our district that didn't play another district team in the playoffs was Delcom. That was the only team. Everybody else played each other. Yeah. And Lorville's actually had to play two district teams. They had to play West St. Mary the first round, and now they played Franklin the second round. So do I think Franklin has a chance to make a run? Absolutely. I think those two guys and it's not – I don't want to discredit anybody else on the team. I just – those are guys that make a difference in scoring touchdowns and making plays for them. I think number two, number three, and number five for them is as good as anybody, and I think they have the size up front. And I'm going to tell you, if they can catch some early touchdowns and some extra and some two-point conversions, that's what makes them scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the two-point conversions. If you're chasing a point versus not chasing a point, I mean, that's a big difference.
And they don't have a kicker. That's why.
Well, no, they don't. You can get the advantage of if they don't make it, and now they're chasing. But if they get a couple extra point, 2-point conversions, they're going to be tough to beat. They just are.
Yeah, and I guess they're the only ones left in the district.
That's it.
Of course, in the select side, LCA, Notre Dame,
St. Charles.
Of course, LCA beats Ascension Episcopal pretty good, and then also Newman, St. Charles over in La Place, and I'm trying to think who the other.
That's it. You named them. It's Lafayette versus Newman, and then St. Charles versus Notre Dame.
That's the four teams, which
is the same matchup that it was last year.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it's the same. It's identical. So I know Newman's probably looking at another chance of redemption to get to that state championship game, and. St. Charles has been on a roll, and everybody knows what Notre Dame's all about. So it'll be two really good football games, and then it'll be one really good football game the week after because, these are good.
Sure.
These are quality teams.
Anyway, Coach, want to wish you the best. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll have a show next Monday night also. We'll continue through the high school playoffs, and once the high school playoffs and state champions have been, we'll go to the January twice a month. So thank you, Coach. Have a nice Thanksgiving, you and your family and all.
You do the same.
And thank you. And meanwhile, the CHS Coaches Show was brought to you in part by Armitage Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's Lawn Care Provider, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and Seahorse Manufacturing. And with that, we'll say good night and God bless.
It's Armitage Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, for all the latest fashion ideas in jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings. At Armitage Jewelers, we specialize in custom designs, remounting your older jewelry into something brand new. Graduation rings, traditional and unique, for all area schools. Affordable fashion jewelry and watches. Service, quality, and value, always at Armitage Jewelers. Dale Street in New Iberia and Park Lafayette. Armitage Jewelers, for the special moments in your life.
Hi. My name is Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, and I'm so excited to share that I've partnered with my dad at Hennigan Team Dentistry. My roots are here in Iberia Parish. I grew up in the practice, and I'm a Catholic Eye alumni. Being able to come home and serve the people of Iberia Parish and the surrounding areas is a dream come true and a complete honor. Allow me to continue the tradition by caring for and uniting with you to develop a beautiful, healthy smile. Call our office today at 364-2156 and schedule an appointment. We look forward to hearing from you.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. And while there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS Store is always here to help. Should your small business need any ink, we're ready with every ink. Printing, mailboxing, notarizing, whatever ink we can do. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business, all in one place.
The UPS Store.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs, alignments, to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available, as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.